Enoch took the throne, day with the Master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, that's the port of throne. No time to slow down, so I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Bible says, when I see that time approaching, lift up your eyes and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. Mm-hmm. You really got to pull yourself away from the zeitgeist, the spirit of the age, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And really focus on. We're in the rupture season. We're right here. Or Daniel, he saw things approaching. So what did he do? He saw the scriptures of Jeremiah that the 70 years are up. So he forsook to praying and fasting and seeking the Lord. And lo and behold, here comes that angel. And the angel gave him the blueprint. Well, that's what you and I are about. There's got to be a type here in his end time. That's all we've done. We went to the scriptures. And that's seeking diligently, and that's when he gave us midnight. There was a cry, and he opened up that midnight cry, and lo and behold, he's doing the same thing with us. He's given us not the day of the rapture, we don't know that, but he gave us exactly when he's going to once again restore Israel. That's like that angel came down and told us, like, just like back in the days of Daniel, then angel came and talked to him. Here, it's the word that speaks to us. Mm-hmm. All God did, he opened up the midnight cry, and we were educated enough to know what that midnight cry was. And that's why we have to keep reminding ourselves. If you know what I'm trying to say, he gave den schmalen Lebensray, den Jesus selbst gave up, den einzigen Weg der Seher fiel, so he am besser im Lamm. He gave den schmalen Lebensray, den schmalen Lebensweg, ein geht den schmalen Lebensweg, ab jener untreuer, den Weg von den geschrieben steht, dass er auf sein Tor nicht hielt. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg, ich gehe, gay, and schmal and lebensweh. Ey, gay, dann schmal und lebensweh. Wenn auch verlassen wir, so ewig day noch nicht allein. Mein Jesus bleibt bei mir. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg. Der Christ hat Leiden Not. Der Gottes Hilfe Gnade allein. Gehorsam bis zum Tod. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh, den schmalen Lebensweg. Getreide, Spott und Hohn. Bis Jesus mich heim zu sich ruft, da mir dann wird der Lohn. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. Ich geh den schmalen Lebensweg. That's the only roll down interesting walking, huh? The truth be told, that's the only journey I care about. And there's eternal life, you know. It's the only walk worth putting in all your effort in, you know what I'm saying? It's really, it'll take you to heaven, that road of life. Mm-hmm. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me, and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me, and purchase my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me, and purchase my salvation on Calvary's tree. I have a kind of a different thought today. Hope I can express it. It's see, you have to understand, we're the Church of the Living God, because we fit the criteria, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, these signs shall follow them that believe, and my name will cast out devils. Well, that's happened here, you know. We did actually cast out devils here. And my name, they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I was had cancer, and you laid hands and you prayed, and that cancer left, you know. Just because we don't go out there and advertise it, like, and the world doesn't know it, and we don't make much of an ado about it, but it's a fact. We fit the criteria to be that group of people, that nucleus of people, that's fulfills that we're the Church of the Living God. That's the science that followed them. Mm-hmm. And then we're like that, the last church will be like the first. We have all things in common back there. You can read it back in Acts where they had all things common. And none of them said that they didn't have any needs or nothing. Everything was supplied to them, you know. That's you and me. We fit that criteria. And that Church of the Living God, it says, I know I read it, but the chase, the Church of the Living God, will preach to the principalities the manifold wisdom of God. The principalities, they're looking down, and so there's got to be a nucleus of people where which will tell the principalities the manifold wisdom of God. Well, that Don Hagee stuff and that Oral Roberts stuff, the principality did not even look at it because it's not the ordained of God. It's hatched out in a seminar. And it's hatched out in a seminar, it doesn't go, but it does not go into the principalities. The only reason that our thing goes into the principalities, into the spiritual realm and heavenly places, is because we don't get it from a seminar. Mm-hmm. We just read on the Lord during the night, throughout the day. The Lord brings these thoughts to us, like, and then we try our level best to try to express it. Like I say, in order to say that, you have to fit the criteria. You have to, my name, they'll, these challenges follow them that believe. And my name, they'll do this. And my name, they'll do that. And it's just, we're not making things up. We're just saying it the way it is. And like I say, we don't go according to what you were taught in the seminar. I just kind of wait on the Lord, because all our life we have exercised ourselves to get to know this great God. That's all we ever wanted. And all we ever wanted was somebody to share fellowship with. That's you and I. We're that nucleus of people. That's because we don't have 200-300 or 2,000-3,000 that we're in our little group here. That doesn't mean we're not. All it needs is two. Mm-hmm. If two of you, three, and I get it in my name, there I am in the midst. That's what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But I want to, I hope I can express when I'm seeing. See, there's only one third of those angels that fell. There's only one third of them fell. So there's still two thirds of good angels in the universe, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now these angels, their ministering spirits, sent forth to them that heirs of salvation. So if you and I are that nucleus of people, then there's enough angels, like there's angels here, there, then you pray for your children, and there's angels in the camp of your children. Mm-hmm. And there's one there to protect them and to protect my grandchildren. It's just the way God works, you know. Like I say, what I'm trying to say is there's enough good angels to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Because there's two thirds of them are good angels and only one third are bats, are demons, mm-hmm. you know. But what I'm trying to say is that you have to create an environment that an angel is wants to kind of hang out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why we get up in the morning and we're trying to entertain an atmosphere where these angelic forces are entertained, you know, that we don't get them mad, mm-hmm. that we don't turn them off. And I hope my kids do that. They need to teach their children godly things, like if you smoke, you know, that angel don't like when you're smoking in the house because it's setting a bad example. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and when you bicker all the time.
Yeah,
you
and think then you an argue angel, and fight
yeah,
and
you
bicker.
Think an angel wants to be around that kind of an environment? It doesn't.
Yeah, so you create an environment where these angels, and if there's ever a time that you need angels mm-hmm. to protect you, it's now. As you're coming and going, everywhere there's terrorists, everywhere there's people out there to destroy and to dismantle. And it's just the Lord just brought this scripture to my attention about that. Mm-hmm. You want to read it? I tried to dig it out. I couldn't find it, but then you found it over in, I think, in Exodus. Mm-hmm. You want to read it?
I'll read it over Exodus 23. I'll start with verse 20. That's conquest of Canaan promise. That's when God promised them the land of Canaan. They were in Exodus, like in...
And he's promised us a land too, so it runs parallel.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Behold, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. In thy land, the number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land unto your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee.
Back then it was these stupid gods. I mean, mm-hmm. We look back, how could he be that stupid to worship these gods? Mm-hmm. But today, it's just as stupid, these religions.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was called God. Today it's called religions, and it tells you and I, anyway, to get away from these religions, to get away from these gods. That's what we have done. We were serving these gods out of being ignorant, you know. I was in the Hutterite cult, which is nothing but a modern day god, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These religions, whether it's Hutterite, whether it's Amish, whether it's Bremenites, whether it's Jacksonites, or any of these gods, he's telling us, don't go near him, stay away from him. But like I say, we did a lot of this stuff out of ignorance, because mm-hmm. we were taught that way too. But once the Lord came on the scene and he allowed us to see what we're seeing, that these gods, these religions are nothing but old-fashioned gods. Like I keep saying over and over again, they're just cults, you know. Mm-hmm. There's something that you and I do not worship. We don't even go near. We don't even listen to them, because we look back from the religion that we come out of, and it's sickening what these people teach, and because they're not moving on in God. That's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. And it's very important that you and I, we stay sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. And now, like in the last 2-3 days, he brought that scripture to my attention about mm-hmm. Do your level best to entertain that angel, so that angel doesn't get mad, you know? Mm-hmm. And he gets turned off, and he leaves you hanging high and dry, because he can't hang around in an atmosphere where you're worshiping other gods. You're going into these other religions. And it says here, what you just read, don't make a covenant with them. Like in that other, I think they coerced mm-hmm. you into making all these promises mm-hmm. that they know very well you can't keep them. But it's when you get baptized, you gotta promise you do this, and you gotta promise to do that. See, these are these what did warn here against? Didn't they say that not to make a covenant with them? Well, these are covenants that you make with these false gods, and that like that other I think. And then when you get married, you got another bunch of covenants that you have to make, and they're not biblical. They're just being used to strap you in and to tie you up, you know, that's all it is. Just like these gods back then. They were so intoxicated with these gods, serving these gods, like the mother of heaven. I read it over in Jeremiah, over and over again, how these women, how they bake bread for the queen of heaven. Stupid.
Yeah, and they even, God, when God rebuked them and Jeremiah, they said, ever since we stopped observing the mother of heaven, all this trouble has befallen. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the trouble befall them.
Yeah.
You know, they were so steeped in this ideologies, and it's no different today. When you look at Roman Catholicism, where all these false gods originated out of, it's through the church age of Thyatira. If you go read it, and they repented not for their sins. And that originated back in Rome, the Church of Rome, when the one of those emperors, they had all the Christians out of that area, taken out of that area because of what the Jews were doing. So this church was left empty, and these pagan worshippers started to come up and worship all these saints. All these people started to worship idols, and that's where it that Roman church originated from. And but like really, it originated back then already, and then it evolved in 325 AD when they took the water baptism and brought in the titles, and all this is what Roman Catholicism has done. And all these harlots out there have just adopted her ways. And that's what all these denominational churches are in the Bible. They're called harlots.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to come away from them, because see what's happened. All this, we get told, we get phone calls and stuff, and all these people die from cancer. Mm-hmm. All these harlots. And if there is a question, there's got to be an answer. So he went to the Lord, and we've been screaming from the rooftop forever and a day that false religion is what causes cancer. Mm-hmm. Back then, the God of heaven warned the Israelites, if you walk in my ways, I'll put none of these diseases on you. I will not let these diseases come on you. And here, like we, people come through here, we just pray for them and that cancer leaves. And then we try to sometimes go like that lady over in Westview, probably with that lung disease that she's with for a new lung. We volunteer. We said the Lord wants to help you. We even talked to her, and God was ready to give her a brand new lung, and we asked if we could pray for her. And no, we got our preachers. Well, then go get your preachers and get them to pray for us, see if anything will happen. Nothing will happen. And the reason nothing can happen, because they're not of God, you know.
Right.
That's how you can prove it. But they were like, I keep telling you about that brass serpent that Moses raised up in the wilderness. There was help for her, but we got our preachers. Well, then go see what they can do for you. Can't do nothing, like, because they're not of God.
Like the Pope died, right? He was so infested with illness and all kinds of illnesses on him. And he's supposed to lead the world to God. You know, that's such an abomination what these people are doing. And then when you read the comments, what people say, it's like, Jesus is not even in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
How can he rest his soul if he has not found peace with through Jesus, with God? It's impossible. He'll end up down in hell, no matter how many white robes he had on him. Mm-hmm. But that does not cover the soul. And that's these false gods, no matter who they are, like they worship Mary, and that's the same way what they did back in the Israelites. They worship the Mother of Heaven, and they have all these idols, and these idols were just brought into the Gentile world. They were always in the Gentile world, actually. That's where the Israelites picked them up from, is from the Gentile world. And so what Satan did was he just brought them right into the era of Christianity, and Christianity just adopted them into their rituals in the name of Christianity, in the name of Jesus was born in December 25, in the name of Easter. These things are all pagan worshiping. If people just don't understand, they're so ignorant, and they don't take time out to analyze these things. That's why when we read here, it says, none of these illnesses, none of these sicknesses will I bring on you.
And see, we're just trying to bring it out, like you, what the Lord put on my heart. Try not to get that angel mad. Try to entertain an atmosphere where that angel is glad, he feels welcome, and he's not going to feel welcome if you bicker around with amongst your and with your children and do things that are anti-word and all that. You don't like it when you're arguing around there. And that angel, he's just going to move on. That's why I say it's important to start your day in prayer. When I start my day with you, Lord, everything goes good. You're like you and I, we've entertained ourselves. We have a tradition already that we get up shortly after 5 and we spend time in prayer, and then we sing some songs. And these songs, when you analyze, they're really a prayer. They pray for things in these songs that, you know, you can't even come up with it, because they were real people back in the 1500s. Mm-hmm. They were coming out of Roman Catholicism. And in order to be a Christian, you really had to be a Christian back in those days. Mm-hmm. Because if you weren't, if you were just pretending to be a Christian, they found you out and you were burned at the stake and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. They were really Christian. Like today, everything is mishmash. You don't know whether the guy's a Christian or whether he is not a Christian. So what I'm trying to say, it behooves us to create an atmosphere in your home and wherever you're at, so that angel doesn't get mad.
That's right.
That's what God told Moses back in the day of Exodus. Make sure I've sent my angel out before you. Try to create an atmosphere where that angel is happy to be around you.
That's right. And like, it took us a lifetime to crawl ourselves out from all this religious idolatry. That's what it is. It's religious idolatry.
Exactly.
And it took us a lifetime when we were young that God was like that. Who I knew God was is the God of love. And I knew him as a young girl. And the God that the Hutterites served, I knew it was not the same God.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a lifetime to get to know who he is and what he requires.
Mm-hmm.
And to dig ourselves out of that religious rubble of idolatry. There's that baptism, all these pagan holidays. These things are all religious idolatry. And it takes away from the Spirit of God. And when you're in that environment, it's so hard to connect with God's, with the Spirit of God, and find your way. You have to shed these things. And it took a long time to get us out of that Hutterite mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of people, they can't seem to be set free, because they're still bound to that spirit, whether it's Roman Catholicism or whether it's Hutterite system or the Mennonite system or the Amish. There is more to it than just leaving them physically.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual connection that these spirits have on a person that you have to be set free from.
The proof is in the pudding, because when they leave the colony, this all you might as well just join another Hutterite colony, mm-hmm. because that's what they do.
That's what they do.
They still keep congregating. Instead of seeking the Lord, like you and I, we sought the Lord, and it took us a lifetime. A lot of things we did out of ignorance. But
yeah.
once the Lord began to show us, we're not ignorant anymore. I wasn't confident with that Christmas, but it wasn't until the Lord opened up my understanding. Once he did that, I could not even go near that Christmas thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said the other day, you can ask my children. I told them, you're not getting nothing for Christmas because I don't believe in Christmas. I'll give you something for your birthday, but not for Christmas because it's a pagan thing. And bit by bit, the Lord began to open up my understanding. And bit by bit, I just dropped that thing like a hot potato. Mm-hmm. Once I saw the paganism mm-hmm. in it, and the whatever it is, it's not of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I don't do the Christmas thing. We don't do the New Year thing because that angel is displeased with that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And that's why. That's why we're talking about that. Try to create an environment where those angels are happy with, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they can be out there to protect you, to protect your children, to protect your grandchildren, and to do what's decent and moral. And that's why we are, you and I are on this journey. That's what the Lord has given us to see. And once we saw it, it's our duty to put it out there for people, whosoever will, they can do the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take it to that glorious land because that song says, "He came and smiled and leave and see," you know. That's why I say, there's nowhere no other road that I would be rather in than this journey. I love him because he first loved me, things of that nature. And my family, they're embarrassed with me because I'm doing what I'm doing. But that's just the nature of the thing, that they would be embarrassed. They're not embarrassed at me. They're embarrassed with Jesus. They're ashamed of Jesus. See, here, you and I, we're not ashamed of Jesus. We're not ashamed to be on the journey. To us, it's a glorious thing. To us, it's that thing that Paul talks about, being persecuted for Christ's sake, and there's persecution. The word of Christ is foolishness to them, but to us it's the power of God unto salvation. That why waste time on doing something that's useless?
To those who perish.
Yeah, to those who perish, the words of the cross is foolish.
Mm-hmm.
But to us, it's life eternal, and mm-hmm. that's why I say that song, Ikeda Shmala Lebensweg. And there, that's the only journey, that's the only road I care to be on. Of course, with that, like I say, my family, they're embarrassed with me because of that, you know, but
mm-hmm.
you just don't understand what we're about. And like I say, we're not ashamed of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. We're not ashamed to let people know. And I know, I used to be like that too. I was ashamed of Christians. I was ashamed to be identified with them. That, like that song says, "Je meer mijn hart zich gott sich wendt, je meer sich meine Feinde." The closer you come to the Lord, and the less you're ashamed of Him, the more your enemies rise up. You know,
yeah.
That's just the nature of the beast. You know, that's just the way it works. But we're just here. We're just trying to warn people. Try to create an atmosphere where that angel is happy.
That's right. And it's like, even in when you will. Reading Galatians, the fruits of the Spirit, those things will create an environment that the angels want to be there. And then doing the works of the flesh is obviously things that the angels do not want to be around.
You're right, exactly.
And one of them
is... That's right, crucify the flesh.
That's right. It's... sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger. And these things, all these envy, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and all these things, like these things are the works of the flesh. And like you were saying, there's one-third evil angels and then two-thirds good angels. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so they far outnumber the bad.
Yeah.
But when you will look at society, you would think that they really outnumber the good. But in all actuality, they don't. It's just that people seem to be drawn more to doing things that goes after the flesh. yeah. instead of things that are after the spirit.
And then don't entertain mm-hmm. that angelic host and these angels. They want to help us, but they're not going to hang around when you're doing all kinds of mm-hmm. shady things. You smoke and you drink and you do this, that, and the other. They just take a flight. They just mm-hmm. head out. It's up to us to create an atmosphere where, you know, where these good angels want to be there to assist you, mm-hmm. you know? God mm-hmm. has done his part, but it's us that's the problem.
That's right, and that's why all our lives we've sought the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes a person blessed, because just like these children, these Israelites, if they're going to follow the ways of God and seek his favor, then it's going to go very good for them. And that's the same promise is to us too.
Amen.
If we follow the ways of God and his righteousness, like there's a lot of people that just cannot accept that God sent the prophet. And that does not change the fact that that was God's prophet. And that does not change the fact that God continued with Raymond M. Jackson when Brother Brennan passed off the scene, because he had so many dreams and so many indications that that was the continuation that God was going to use when Brother Brennan passed off the scene. But there were so many people that could not accept that and move on. And they missed out on all the blessings Amen. That God had. And that's why there's a lot of illnesses in these churches. There's a lot of sickness. It's because of that. Even now these Jackson, these people that sat under the ministry of Brother Jackson, they did not move on. And then they're not under that safety, under that
pillar of fire.
Yeah, that where God can heal you from all your infirmities and your diseases, because mm-hmm. that's the promise that we have as believers, is when we dissociate ourselves from these negative environments where these angels can dwell and be, then there all these negative spirits come, and then it creates an environment of hostility, and then all these sicknesses and diseases, they can just come in.
That's why the Lord took us out of it. Took us mm-hmm. out of faith assembly, took us out of grace and truth, because he could see an environment developing that's there now. You know, the Lord took me out of grace and truth. What you see there now, I tell you, I don't even want to go there. Everything is mishmash. And before that all took place, the Lord took me out of there. He gave me that song here. We were just singing. Jeden Schwal in Lebensweg, wenn auch verlassen hier, so bin ich denn auch nicht allein. Mein Jesus bleibt bei mir. I translated for him. I said, but then I'm not going to be here much longer, because the Lord is showing me in that song here, I'm going to have to hoof it along. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's about, but it says the Lord will never forsake me. That's exactly what happened. Right after I sang that song there and I told him about it, 2 weeks later the Lord just took me out of there, and I didn't know where I was going. I just knew one thing, the Lord will never forsake me. And then mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, he got me to pick you up, and then we went trucking together. And here, lo and behold, one day I was, what are people going to say, you know? Mm-hmm. The Lord told me, he came on the scene. You know very well what they're going to say. Without Lorraine, there is no program. You ain't going one step further without Lorraine, because, see, God knew what's up the road. It's going to get very tough, mm-hmm. that I will not be able to hoof it along anymore. So he brings you on board, so now it's the two of us, that between the two of us, we can finish the journey. And that's been our journey in the last 20 years, I guess, since ever. And who was your biggest enemy and foe? My family and your family. They just thought they got a gift from God to see if they can't divide us. But see, it was the Lord that put it together, because God knew, that great eternal spirit knew that from now on, saying, you might as well just pack it in, because you're not going to make it. Because the road from here on in is going to get so hard and so tough that you're going to need each other to have each other's back, to support each other, and to finish the journey to that glorious city. That's why the Lord put this together. And guess what the devil does? He's working overtime to see if he can divide us, you know. But if the Lord's in it, we got nothing to worry about. That's why when he said to me, without you, there's no program. Everything you've done up till now doesn't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here on that. You are going to need some help. You're just going to not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. How would I, by myself here, how could I put out his website? It's all about his website, and it's all about putting this thing into the spirit realm. Because the other day I said, we're speaking to billions of people. And I went back and listened. I thought to myself, how can I say that? How can I say we're speaking to billions of people? And then I knew exactly what it meant, because when we say here, when we speak here, it goes into the spirit world. It goes into the heavenly realm, and that's the way we speak to billions of people, mm-hmm. because it's out there in the atmosphere. But if it wasn't from the Lord, then it wouldn't go into the heavenly realm. It would just go as far as the internet could take it.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet is not, 8 billion people have not access to the internet. You know, there's people in where the internet is, but if mm-hmm. you speak it into the spirit realm,
everybody has it.
Because it's just the way God does it. Because it's the word of truth. It's not our idea what we're saying here. Today we're trying to ask people and tell people, create an environment where that angel is going to be present. Because if there was ever a time in history where you need these angelic protections, it's now. Because with all these terrorists, especially in America, where they go out and demolish a Tesla car just because they're against Elon Musk, and we're surrounded with all this evil, and you definitely need these angelic hosts to protect you and to protect your children and to do whatever needs to be done, because, like I said, they're out. The devil is outnumbered, you know?
Yeah.
And you can only create an environment where that angel is going to be there for you. And that's why the Lord put you and I together, to tell people about this. I could never have started up this website, and I could never have done everything by myself. It says, we're two or three together, and his name, there I am in the midst. And that's basically what we're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the proof is in the pudding. God takes care of us. He blesses us so much, shaken down, pressed down, shaken together, running over even. That's how he blesses us.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't stop people from hating us and from terrorizing us and from persecuting us. That's just the devil. He hates us because of what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hate us. They don't. But it's the truth that the devil hates.
Mm-hmm.
And then he entices these people to do certain things. These people that go out to destroy these Tesla cars, it's the spirit of Satan behind it.
That's right.
And they think they got the freedom to do so. That's what's enticing it, isn't it? Up till now, when Elon Musk was a liberal, they couldn't buy enough Tesla cars. They were environmental free, environment thing, this. Now all of a sudden, because Elon Musk stands up for truth and exposes these demonic forces, all of a sudden they try to destroy him. They try to destroy his cars. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. You got to see the spirit of Satan in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, you want to create an environment where the spirit of the living God can be entertained. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
That's what we've been saying here all along. And that's why we're persecuted. Not because of who we are, because we stand for truth. We stand for principles.
Mm-hmm.
That'll, at the end of the day, they'll shine. That's because people are embarrassed with us. That don't change our attitude
mm-hmm.
towards nothing. In fact, it's pedal to the metal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us move on and even be more even consecrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you'll take what's been said, Lord, somehow put it together and make it alive in the hearts of the people. Lord, we try in our level best to express what you've allowed us to see about these angelic forces, that we have to entertain a heavenly atmosphere and just be in constant, have that protection around us so we can take care of us, Lord, in these closing days of time, where we're surrounded at all is evil. And it looks like they seem to have a ticket to do that. And Lord, we just pray that you'll take what's been said, use it for your honor, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.